MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Estimated containment of the Seven Cabins fire was scaled back a bit as the fire has now grown to around 27,000 acres in the Capitan Mountains and is 40% contained. There are 966 people working on the fire with 41 crews, 46 engines, 7 helicopters, 46 water tenders, and 10 dozers. Monday morning, fire officials said crews will be constructing a hand line from the 536 road to the southeast corner of the fire. This will allow access to continue mopping up and increasing containment. A forest closure remains in place, encompassing the Capitan Mountain area from Highway 246 around the Forest Service boundary and south to the South Base Trail System. Baca Campground is included in the closure, and evacuation orders are still in effect. Officials said over the next few days, they will be moving personnel from the North Forward Operating Base to the south side of the fire to build containment lines there. Two of the most controversial measures approved by New Mexico lawmakers this year are set to take effect this week amid ongoing legal challenges. One law expands the state's universal child care program, while the other, the so-called Immigrant Safety Bill, restricts the use of New Mexico jails for federal immigration detention. Opponents of the child care measure, which critics have labeled Free Daycare for Everyone Bill, have filed a lawsuit challenging how the program was created before lawmakers formally approved legislation placing it into state law. A spokesperson for Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said she is confident the law will withstand legal scrutiny, citing the state's legal framework and court system. The immigration-related law, however, may face a more uncertain future. The federal government has filed a lawsuit against New Mexico over the measure, prompting Attorney General Raul Torres to halt enforcement of the law in Otero County while litigation moves forward. State officials are expected to appear in state district court in early June for a hearing related to the universal child care lawsuit. And the 8th annual Great High Mountain Bed Race in support of High Mountain Youth Project happens this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. through Midtown in Ruidoso. After the race, winners will be announced and there will be food, fun, and games at Wingfield Park. For more information, call 575-808-8633. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.